The Biden admin out here paying 304s. Happy Monday, y'all. Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are? Some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are in the world. Excuse me. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, at Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
Hotep, Hotep, Hotep. Who's in the chat? Let's see. What up, Rudy? Rudy in here. Haram Life, make sure you listen to our sister podcast, Haram Life Podcast. Trying to get that government podcast check, Alphabet Boys. Hey, listen, I told Israel, look, y'all need a 5-star review. Holla at me, man. You know what I mean? Charge a little bit extra to kiss the wall. But I'm there if you need me. Cannon Hotep, Steph Colonel, what up, y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? Stuart said I came for the thumbnail. Pause. Dutch, what up, man? Lauren in the house, what up, y'all? All right, let me organize my screens. We got a lot going on this week. First of all, the Grifties are out. If you have not watched them, go watch them. Hold on a second. Let me check on them really fast. Okay. All right. So you can go to Hotep Nation YouTube account. We can get it updated on Grifties.com, and we'll let Adam know. Throw it up on grifties.com. He said, I'll convert at the wall. It's all theatrics anyway, says Haram Life. Oh, man. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. So, yeah, Grifties are out now. Make sure y'all go to the Hotep Nation channel. If you watched the Grifties or didn't watch the Grifties, go leave a comment. It'll boost us up in the algorithm or whatever the hell's going on these days. Go comment. It's on the Hotep Nation channel. Go watch it and go comment. All right. Jabari, what up, man? Salute to the fam. Salute to the fam. Also, don't forget, we got the debate coming up this Friday. We got Jag versus Justin Bonds. Oh, yeah, I saved it. I saved it here. Hold on. Yep, I got it right here. All right, I knew I saved it. Yep, Jag versus Justin Bonds. I mean, this is a big brain debate. Some of y'all be asking for big brain content. Don't complain this Friday when it's too big brain for you. I don't want you to say, oh, this is too technical, because we are going gigantic brain on Friday. Pause, no homo. We got Jag from Syscoin representing proof of work technology. We got Justin Bonds representing proof of stake technology. And those two are going to go head to head and talk about tech on this channel. It's going to be crazy. 95% of the things they say are going to go right over my head, but I'm going to be taking notes, and we're going to learn a lot on Friday. So be ready for that. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. All right, let's get into what we got to get into, which is another episode of the Griff Report. Let's see. Let's pull this up here. Let's pull this up. Where do we want to start? Where do we want to start? Let's start here. Let's start here. Where's Goldstein? Where's Goldstein? Keep in mind, me and Goldstein, we're booting up our Twitter Spaces, the exclusive Twitter Spaces, Hotep Jesus and Goldstein. I'm going to start next week, so look out for that. It's going to be amazing. Check this out. Goldstein boy, in my mentions. So I said, you're arguing with strangers about a dead dog? And here come Elijah. It's mind-boggling. I thought everyone was trolling until I looked into it. Crazy. Elijah trying to be buddy-buddy with the Hoteps? Elijah Saver trying to be buddy-buddy with the Hoteps? Don't come over here with your shit, Elijah. Don't come over here with your shit, Elijah. We want nothing to do with you. You stay your trolling ass over there. Oh, shit. Uncle Hotep trolling too. Let's see what Uncle Hotep. Uncle Hotep has been engagement farming for the past 2 months for them Elon bucks. Let's see what he's talking about. Hold on, let me fix this on the screen. You see that shit, y'all? Ah, let's see.
Excuse you?
Get the fuck in there. The fuck is you in here? Get downstairs. I'll beat the brakes off your dumb ass.
So this weekend, something happened. Some lady killed the dog. Was it Christy Noem? Christy Noem wrote a book. And in her book, apparently, she brags about killing her dog. Okay. Let me see if I can get an excerpt here for you. In her forthcoming memoir, the South Dakota governor describes killing an untrainable family dog after a hunting trip, reported The Guardian, which said it obtained a copy of her book, No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. Yeah, they still ain't forgive Mike Vick. Noem said Cricket, a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer, was a female with an aggressive personality. What the hell is a wired-haired pointer? That was probably her first problem right there. Oh, no, this is a hound. This motherfucker right here look like he old reliable. This look like old reliable right there. I take that back. This is a hound. This is probably a hound. If I know what I'm talking about, which I know I don't. Where my white folks at in the chat that know they dogs? Griffin. It's a type of griffin. I didn't know griffin was a type of dog. I thought griffins had wings and shit. Anyway, let's go back. So during a pheasant hunting trip, the dog went out of her mind with excitement and later attacked another family's chickens. And when she went back to grab Cricket, Noem said the dog bit her. I hated that dog, Noem wrote in the excerpt. The dog was dangerous to anyone she came in contact with and less than worthless as a hunting dog. All right. So this is what people were complaining about. Now, what we got to do is we got to go to the only person on the planet, the man on the planet who loves animals the most, and that's Goldstein, right? So Goldstein and I had an interaction this weekend in regard to this story. And put this on your screen. So I said, y'all arguing with strangers about a dead dog. I wake up on Saturday and they arguing about a dead dog. I'm like, yo, white people done lost it. Bryson got in the middle of this. Bryson put up a poll and said, you know, if it's a burning building, what you saving first, the human or the dog? I'm going to have to bring that tweet up to see what the final results of that poll was. And Goldstein changed his name to Christy Noem's Veterinarian. I'm one of the most staunch animal supporters you will ever meet. But behavioral euthanasia was necessary if the dog was showing aggression towards other animals and humans and proved to be uncoachable. If Goldstein said the dog had to be put down, then the dog had to be put down. What up, Strong Dad?
Hotep.
Shout out to Cannon. If the dog had to be put down, the dog got to be put down. If Goldstein said the dog had to be put down, the dog got to be put down. That's who I'm going to for my expert advice. So, you know, I guess there's people who don't know shit about dogs and animals and wanted, you know, one of these rabid zombie dogs to bite somebody else. Let's go to Bryson's page. But they were upset. If there's anything that's going to upset white folks, especially red whites. Or I should probably, this is probably a universal white American thing. Because Bryson said, you know, people overseas don't understand the American obsession with dogs. So I think this is just an American thing. So how did white people come to love dogs so much in America but not other places? Is this true? You know, they say dogs are a man's best friend. You know, the other day I was thinking, you know, I want to get a dog. I really do want to get a dog. I want a dog bad as hell, honestly. I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to buy the dog. I don't want to buy no dog food. I don't want to buy no dog collar. I don't want to take no trips to the vet. I don't want to do none of that shit. I'm going to wait till I'm old, and just sitting on my farm in Hotepistan and ain't got shit else to do. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, just going to be me and my dog. Me and my dog on my porch. Me, my dog, and my two wives. It's just going to be us, you know? Just me and my dog. And if the two wives want to go, they can take their asses on and just be me and my dog. You know? Because women are annoying anyway. Women are annoying. You know? They're just rude. They're rude and they're selfish, especially American women. They're rude and they're selfish. And I can't stand them. They make me sick. But we need them. We need them. Yeah, who else is going to make my sandwich?
Hotep.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I can't find Bryson's pool. Bro, you getting cooked on Twitter today. Seen like three major influencers calling you out in the past 24 hours. They're catching on. So what's funny is Bryson got canceled. Ooh. Bryson got canceled because, all right, here he says, just did some research on the obsession on the obsession with dogs, and it seems to be an American thing, and other countries find it just as weird as me. Liking dogs more than humans has to be some psychological thing. He said, women are annoying, but you want two. I want two so they could bother each other and not me. You know, the reason why they bothering you is because they ain't got no friends. If you get it, if you have two, they could bother each other. Then I don't got to be bothered with them. Oh, my God. Can we go one convo on Twitter without unnecessarily mentioning race, please? And this guy says, you're a coward who worships whitey. And he said, but I called them out for being for bringing race, too. So he had a very neutral take on all of this, you know, and white people are mad at him for being white. Black people are mad at him for not being too aggressive on white people. So that's par for the course in Twitter world. I'm trying to find the poll. Here goes Morgan Ariel. She be trolling. She says, I like my dog more than I like people. He said, this is weird. She says, why do most black people hate animals? And he responds, how did Twitter miss Grapers and other similar people advocate for killing pit bulls a few months ago? That's true. That's true. Y'all was out here trying to kill the damn pit bulls. That is true. I'm trying to find his poll. I want to see what his poll came back at. Hopefully he didn't delete it. I know I saw it with my own two eyes. Because I'm pretty sure I voted on the poll. Pause. Bryson Gray was at the Grifties. Make sure y'all go watch the Grifties. Subscribe over on the Hotep Nation YouTube channel. Go subscribe on the YouTube channel. Can't find a poll. It's gone. Anyway, moving right along. What's this button do? Oh, okay, cool. All right, let's go to the next Stizori. What else we got in here? Hold on. Let's close that. So, yeah, you know, shout out to all the dogs, all the dog lovers. Appreciate y'all. Y'all, I'm in the country, and an old black man just rolled up listening to real country music. I love it out here. Shout out to Protocol. He in the country for real. Kevin said, I got two pits. Best dog on planet Earth as a breed. Really? See, that makes me feel comfortable because I want a pit. Americans think their dog is a child. Oh, boy. I got to rehome a dog, but he wants to be an only dog. He'd be neutered, come home with a collar, leash, dish, bones. Hit me up if you want him. Nah, I don't want no dog. I want a dog, but I'm not taking no dog. And if I get a dog, it's going to be, you know, top notch, you know. I might get one of them. What's them big ass? They used to have a movie about it, Beethoven. What's that Beethoven dog called again? St. Bernard. I want a St. Bernard. I'm going to need 3-4 dogs now that I think about it. Hopefully they get along. Y'all want to look at some protest videos from this weekend? Let's look at some protest videos from this weekend. Those are always fun. Where was it? I got one. Hold on. Let me see how many I got here. I got 2. Shout out to Jabari and Jason. Keeping the chat filled with great content for me to pick from and sort through. This is pertinent. Let's pull this up. What else we got here? All right, cool. Let's take a look at some events from this weekend. So we have a gentleman here named Norm Finkelstein. Tells protesters at Columbia not to say from the river to the sea. They are surprisingly unenthusiastic about this old Jewish dude telling them what to do. Let's listen to Mr. Finkelstein here.
One has to exercise, not in a conservative sense, but in a radical sense. One has to exercise in a moment like this, if for no other reason than for the people of Gaza, one has to exercise maximum responsibility. Maximum responsibility to get out of one's navel, to crawl out of one's ego, and to always keep in mind the question, what are we trying to accomplish at this particular moment? That's my view.
All right, so he didn't exactly say it, but I guess this person's inferring what he said. Anyway, let's go to the next video. It's always underwhelming, you know. These I bet you this guy's a journalist. Yeah, former UT Austin, Columbia, CS. Yeah, well, anytime these people are a part of Big Corp, they're just pretty shitty with their captions. Is there like a class people go through to learn how to write these shitty ass clickbait captions? Let's watch the next video.
I'm gonna fucking get you.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna fucking get you.
What are you gonna do?
Leave.
What are you gonna do?
Leave.
What are you gonna do?
Leave.
What are you gonna
Leave.
Do? Well, that's just a teaser because this video is incredible. Terrorists have taken over Melbourne and we're going to show you the full report. So make sure right now, head over to followrv.com, subscribe to the mailing list, follow me across all platforms. So you don't miss this one. Follow avi.com.
All right. So Palestinian protest leader Mohammed Sharab, who's on bail for allegedly kidnapping and torturing his victim, was not happy to see a Jewish journalist on the streets of Melbourne today. Anyway, sidebar. Check this out, y'all. Check out what happened last week. So supposed to go to Fox, right, to do the Gutfeld show. And they send a car to pick you up. So the car comes, you know, the black SUV, et cetera, et cetera. He pulls up. He's parked up outside. You know, I freshen up. And then, you know, it took me like 2 minutes to just, you know, throw some shea butter on my face and then peel out the dough. Right. So I go outside. Keep in mind, when I looked out the window, I saw him talking to my neighbors. Now, this is an Arab dude, and he talking to my neighbors, right? So I figured, like, oh, maybe these guys just know each other, right? Because he Arab, they India, you know, they cousins, right? At least that's how my ignorant mind is translating this interaction. So when I go outside, come to find out, some way, somehow, he backed into a car or something like that, my neighbor car or some shit like that. And so there was a little bit of a delay, and I'm like, I'm just sitting in, you know, because I walked outside and they was arguing. And then, you know, because I had got in the car, then he hopped out to talk to them. So I hopped out the car and I'm just thinking to myself, well, I guess I ain't going to Gutfeld today because these people want to wait for the police and a police report. Right. So I'm like, that's going to take at least 30 minutes. And that means I'm going to be late and it's not going to make it to Fox today. But it's just not meant to be. Right. That's what I'm thinking in my head. So I'm looking around for the accident. So I look at his bumper and there's like nothing on his bumper. I'm saying, like, well, where is the accident? So I look at their car and I'm looking at their car. I'm like, where is the accident? So eventually he's just like, come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. And then he heads in the car. He gets in the car and I'm like, are we waiting for the police? I'm thinking in my head, like, we're going to wait for the police, right? Like, I don't want to get in no trouble and shit. I hop in the car. Buddy peels out. I'm like, oh, shit. We're going to get pulled over by the popo. I hope I don't got no warrants. Ain't did some shit. Now we done. Now I'm part of a hit and run scheme. And we head to New York City. You know, this man said to me while we was in the car. He said some really racist shit. And it was funny because this is exactly, you know, like this image you see on your screen here with these two guys, this freeze frame. We were talking about this last week, how, you know, the Arabs and the Indians don't get along, right? He gonna say, Indian people, they just want money. They just want money. I'm like, oh, shit. He called them out for, you know, they was trying to grift, right? Because it was clearly no damage. And if it was, it was probably less than $100 worth of damage. And we're not about to, like, really call. And like, you don't even want that on your insurance, right? You don't want to report that accident on your insurance. Like, why would you want to do that? It just makes absolutely fucking no sense, right? Even for, you know, if you were, you know, recipient and there's, like, really, like, little to no damage. You can rub it out with a paper towel. Like, what are we doing here? He said, nah, they just want to get money. Anyway, I come back home and my neighbor is outside and he said, don't worry. It's okay. And I just looked at him like, nigga, I wasn't part of this shit in the first place, but okay. And I just took my black ass inside. But it's true. We were talking about it last week, how the Arabs and the Indians don't get along. Yo, I seen it for real. He was like, yo, all the Indians wanted some money. He said some really racist shit. And I was just like, damn. So I'm thinking in my head, ain't that what people say about Jews? And also, it's just like the Indian saying the Arab, he want money. The Arab saying the Indian want money. Everybody saying Jews want money. And I want money. Like, I think we all want money, you know, but it's true. This is my, now I have anecdotal evidence of this tribal beef between the brown peoples, between the people of the sand. Is that racist to say? Can you say that? Is that racist to say the people of the sand? All right. Anyway, I'm back on Fox tomorrow, I think. Yeah, I'm back on Fox tomorrow. Hopefully I don't forget. That would suck if I do. I think it's before the Griff Report, actually. So it's going to be hard to forget that. Anyway, let's go back. Got one more video here for you. Well, while it's on my mind, let's talk about something, right? I was looking at a post from one of the homies, right? And they're younger, so, you know, I think they're probably like 25, 26, 24, something around there, right? And, you know, they're all into that airy-fairy bullshit. And they over here, you know, looking at the news and all that's going on in the world. And they're like, you know, coming up with this whole concept of, oh, Earth is going through a cleansing and it's a cycle and da 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 da. And I'm looking at the post like, nigga, it's election season.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
All that bullshit you talking about, cycles. And the only cycle it is right now is election season. That's why everything's hitting the fan right now. It's election season, a.k.a. grifting season. Please save your astrology, your numerology, and all your other ologies. Put that to the side. It's electionology season, okay? That's the only ology that's happening right now. London talking about they got voter fraud. Israel saying that they don't want to recognize a Bibi. Or whatever that's about. America's going through they shit. It's election season. It's AKA grifting season. You know what I mean? Yeah, them crystal ball boys. Yeah, like the crystal boys. Like, come on, man, put the crystals down and fucking join us in reality, bro. Electionology? Yeah. You know, all this bullshit. You looking up in the stars and the moon. Nigga, it's time for the elections. Jay Anthony says, $5 super. HJ obviously been watching Naruto. He wants $5 like Kiba and talking about the people of the sand. Damn, you right. That does sound like straight out of Naruto.
Hotep.
An 18-year lunar cycles coincide with market cycles. Now, I'll accept that. I'll accept the market cycles and the moon cycles. I'll definitely do that. But as far as like all the bullshit happening across the globe, or in America at least, that's some bullshit. Anyway, celebrate Israel. You see it right there in the background. Let's see what our friends from Israel got to say.
The major problem of Israel is with the young generation of the black community.
Ah, shit. She said the major problem with Israel is with the young generation of the black community. This is about to get spicy.
Black Lives Matter starts there.
What? See, now I'm lost. I was following her. What? How do you pronounce it? Naruto? Naruto. Naruto. You got to say it with the Japanese accent too. Naruto. 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 How do you say it? Did I say it right that time? Which one of those is right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm so confused now. What the hell does the black youth got to do with Black Lives Matter? Let's go back. Judith Varnai Shorer is the Israeli Council General in Atlanta. Damn, they got a council in Atlanta. His video is 2 years old. Is it? Oh, okay. Did I say it right that time, Strong Dad?
I had last week a dinner.
That's one thing. That's one thing that's true, though. Naruto. What did I say? That's what I said. Naruto. Naruto. Here's the thing with the grift, okay? When something pops up, right? You know, train crash, bus crash, plane crash, dog crash, car crash, Palestinian crash, whatever is crashing, right? Whatever is crashing, what they're going to do is what people do in order to grift, they pull up some old video. And sometimes it'll be confused with being up to date. Okay? Now let's go ahead and listen.
I'm dinner at my house with some people which are considering the leadership of the black community and be very important people. They can be part of our doing an activity.
Dr. Clarence B. Jones, who wrote the draft speech for Martin.
I never saw this before.
I have a dream. He was his lawyer. He was his
close friend. Oh, he talking about them Jews that was running MLK campaign. Yeah, that's true.
He was his He's somebody that I reached out to. He became a very close and personal friend.
Dan, they got a council in San Francisco. Yo, I'm telling you, when it comes to organization, Jews gonna be organized and well funded, man. They got shit out in Atlanta, San Francisco. You know, this is what we gotta set up. We need chapters across the country. We need a Hotepistan chapters across the country. You know. In other words, we losing control of the blacks. Here we go. Look like Dutch trying to get some side quests. Don't get side quested, Dutch. You're walking on thin ice there, sir. You're walking on thin ice. Godzilla. Yeah, I heard the Godzilla shit was trash. I heard the Godzilla movie was trash. Is that true? I want to see the new whatchamacallit. Wolverine versus what's his name? Deadpool. Gotta see that. Now, in regard to this Israel-Palestine conflict, I saw this pop up on my timeline, and you know, this is pretty much what I thought. So here we got Omuwale. He says they're screaming free Palestine as if Palestine isn't racist towards black people living there. And it says in this headline here, Afro-Palestinians face double harassment and double the racism. So let's test this. Let's type in Afro-Palestinians, racism. Let's see. See how much of this they erased. Middle East Monitor. Okay, here we go. Afro-Palestinians in the West Bank. 5 months ago. This is a Substack. So this is how they try to they're trying to pull black people in and say, look, there's black people suffering from the occupation of Israel, so join us. No, thank you, sir. This is the truth we came for. Afro-Palestinians face double the harassment of race and racism in Palestine. Now, this is what I was thinking. When the whole conflict popped off, again, let's be clear, I was like, I don't think they like us. Nisreen Salem is an Afro-Palestinian from Egypt who has been mocked due to her skin color and her hair for most of her young life. 25-year-old is one of at least 400 Afro-Palestinians from Nigeria, Egypt, Chad, Senegal, and Sudan who live within the walls of the occupied Jerusalem's old city adjacent to Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The hardest part was when I started hating everything about myself and I was being pointed and attacked at verbally by both Palestinians and Jews everywhere I went, she told me. We faced double the harassment and double the racism for being Palestinian and for being black. Israeli soldiers are always cursing the black Palestinians and targeting whenever they pass by. This is how most people in my community grow up. I was taking some videos for my work, and the Israel soldiers know every journalist in Damascus Gate and Jerusalem, so they are quick to identify us during clashes. They know us all very well, even our names, blah, 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 blah. During her arrest, the soldiers shouted racist abuse, including slave, and kicked and beat her until she was numb and with fright and pain. So this includes not only the Palestinians, but the Israelis, the IDF in them, you know, kicking niggas' asses. You know, so that's why I was like, man, black folks can't get involved in this shit. We can't. We got to let these niggas handle their own business. This is intertribal beef. This is family beef. Black Arabs get it from both sides. No Diddy. Yeah. 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 Anyway, let's go back. Just want to be clear. Just want to be clear. Is it time for the story of the day? Well, first let's go here. Before we get to the story of the day, let's handle some big brain shit. Let's get this out the way first. Let's handle some big brain shit. Get this out the way first, okay? All right, so I'm going to need two hands now because we're going to have to do some research. All right, here we go. So, unusual whale says breaking. Regulators have seized Republic First Bancorp and agreed to sell it to another lender. So, the continuation of the big, great banking consolidation is upon us. Here we go. Let's take a look and see what's going on in the banking world. Let's make it bigger. Pause. All right. U.S. regulators have seized Republic. This better not be about bonds. If this is about short-term and long-term bonds, this is going to be hilarious. Or a run, this is going to be hilarious. And agreed to sell it to Fulton Bank. Okay, so Fulton Bank is going to be picking up the tab, okay, or acquiring the assets. Philadelphia-based Republic First, so this is Philly, this is out there by UNC, which had abandoned funding talks with a group of investors, was seized by the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities. FDIC came in, will assume substantially all deposits, purchase all the assets, da-da-da-da. Republic Bank had about $6 billion in total assets and $4 billion in total deposits. Okay. So it was a baby bank. It was a baby bank. Apart from deposits, Republic also had borrowings and other liabilities of approximately $1.3 billion. Said the deal almost doubles its presence in Philadelphia market for Fulton Bank. Says, with this transaction, we're excited to double our presence across the region. So this is that consolidation I'm talking about, where people are talking about a banking collapse. I'm like, no, it's not a banking collapse. It's a banking consolidation, where you see they're talking about Fulton Bank consumes this bank, and Fulton Bank doubles in size. So we're going to see less banks, and the banks remaining are going to be bigger. So it looks like it basically says Republic Bank cuts jobs and exited its mortgage origination business in early 2023 as it reeled under pressure from higher costs and inability to improve profitability, right? So what does this mean? This is the Fed. This is the Fed. This is the Fed and their high interest rates trying to tackle inflation, right? So it's just, it's, you know, the banks get money from the Fed at a certain interest rate, and then they got to pass that on to us. And it's just like they're kind of squeezed because it's like the consumer, you know, with inflation, the consumer doesn't have money. We don't have money. So, you know, how am I supposed to operate a business here when you won't drop us a nice low interest rate so we can actually have a margin to make draw some profit? So this is what you get. Is a direct result of the Fed. I wonder how black Jews get treated. It's a good question. It's a good question. I wonder how the black Jews get treated. Nothing but crooks robbing crooks. Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. I don't know if I agree, but I don't disagree. So, you know, keeping you guys up to date on that front. Let's go to the story of the day. Where is it here? Here we go. OnlyFans creator Farha Khalidi claimed she was paid to spread political propaganda for the Biden admin. Let's take a look. And this is what I'm saying. Like, checks are getting cut. I want in. Why Biden and me reach out to me? All right, here we go. An OnlyFans creator and TikTok star claims she was paid to spread political propaganda for the Biden administration on social media, and that she was asked to hide the fact it was advertising. Wow. Farhad said she'd been asked to help boast about then Ketanji Brown Jackson to her tens of thousands of social media followers. So this comes back to what we were talking about before, where public opinion matters, and the way that decisions are made in Congress can be pressured by public opinion, right? For example, the confirming of Ketanji Brown Jackson. If you can convince enough of the population that she deserves a job, then you can basically hold the Republicans ransom and say, hey, you don't want her in there because you're racist. Everybody likes her. Everybody know, but it's because they're paying OnlyFans creators, right? At least according to this article. She said, I was doing full-on political propaganda, the social media personality said during a recent podcast interview with commentator Richard Hania. Is there a video attached to this? Oh, shit. Let's take a look. Let's pull this up.
So you were in school. You were still in college when you started as a TikTok person, right? Or you started OnlyFans when you were in school too?
No, I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year. And I was like, fuck, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a you know, woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. Like, I was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustaining.
So you were getting, the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full-on political propaganda.
And they would just, really, with like what kind of, like, Biden created 10 million jobs?
Yeah, yeah, honestly. And the funny thing is, they're like, do not disclose this is an ad, because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product, so you don't have to disclose it's an ad. Because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color to just tell people, like, when they nominated like Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like, can you say, like, as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected?
Wow. Can you say as a person of color? Destiny used to send this chick to debate Red Pill podcast. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's why I remember seeing her before. Wow. Can you say as a POC, like very specifically?
And it's like a white woman emailing this to me. And she's...
It's a white woman emailing this to me.
Like, giving me this script, and I'm like, no. And she's like, please. And I'm like, no, I'll like talk about the news of it, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to have a white person tell me to be like, you know, this is how I feel as a person of color. Like, it's just so.
Good for her. Good for her. I like that.
Hotep.
I like that. You know, she might be a lefty, but at least she's an intelligent lefty, you know, at least from what I see. You know, this is great. This is great. Yeah. Tell that white woman, relax. You don't got to put words in my mouth. Like think about like this is what I'm saying about these yuppie white liberal women. They are the worst, yo. Can you say like, bitch, no, I can't say all of that. Just tell me the story. Oh, these people are so grimy.
I think that blackmailed me slightly on, like, you know, political propaganda stuff.
She said that blackpilled me. That blackpilled me on politics. Welcome to the real world. She has seen the other side.
Biden administration sees, oh, here's this young...
Yeah, I mean, they use, like, a conduit. It's not, like, you know what I mean? It's not Biden, but it's like a third party, you know what I mean? It's like a media company that's doing it on his behalf. I'm not blaming him for this.
Yeah, and the message is like, because you're a dark-skinned woman.
Yeah, of course it's a media company. Of course, they always go through these agencies, right? That's what it is, these agencies.
you will be inspired by Ketanji Brown Jackson and all the kids should support her.
Yeah, they're like basically as like another black person, just say that like you feel reflected by Ketanji. I'm like, no, I'll talk about like Ketanji's background and her accomplishments, but like I never, yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to say like.
Now think about how many people don't do that and just read straight from the script. Like we're talking about the Krasensteins potentially, Harry Sisson or whoever else is out here. What's the other boy? David Hogg. You know?
Like the corny stuff. Even if it was a brown person emailing it to me, I'm like, no, that's not like how I feel. Like I don't look at like Ketanji and feel like, wow.
Yeah. See, yeah.
I like her. Farhadi Khalidi on how surrogates for the Biden administration try to pay her to engage in identity politics and sell a message. A case of racial division as a top-down phenomenon. Oh, this guy again. Is he one of the new... I think this guy is one of the new breaking news people. I hate the breaking news people. Anyway, the OnlyFans aristocrats. It's funny. I hope she was being sarcastic earlier when she's talking about how, you know, life is easy for a woman. I'm like, you know, my black ass can't just get on TikTok and just make a living for having boobs and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'd have to get a job back in the day, you know, or just fucking make a complete ass of myself on social media to make a living. Especially at the age of 20 when you don't know shit. You know, it's different. I'm 43 now and I'm well read. And I've been through shit and I have a lot of experience. So I actually have something to talk about. But when you're a 20-year-old kid, you can't really get on the internet talking shit because you don't know shit. You're an idiot. You didn't learn anything yet. You don't have any experience. But these little bitches get on TikTok with their boobs and then they go OnlyFans and act like life is hard. So I hope she's being sarcastic. But again, like, this is what people got to understand about what they see on social media. It's not real. Shit is not real. Scripting season, everybody's getting paid. And so when you see, when we talk about the red wokes and we see the propaganda about, you know, black versus white and this black kid beat up that white kid, you don't think some agency called and put them phone calls into, you know, Elijah Schaefer and the rest of these cats? You don't think some Chinese, Russian, American Charlie Indigo Alpha agency didn't put a phone call in and told him, hey, look, we don't need the blacks this time around. Let's make sure they don't show up at the polls. Here's what we want y'all to do. You know, the rise of the alt-right. There you go. If the left doing it, obviously the right doing playing racial politics. She said they're playing racial politics. Can you please say POC? You don't think the right's not playing racial politics? Of course they are. Of course they are. Not all, but they're definitely playing them. New slogan just dropped for Men of Order. Keep going. That's a new slogan for Men of Order. Keep going. I want y'all to add that to your vocabulary. Anytime you have a problem, just keep going. Having issues, keep going. Tired, keep going. Now, there's sometimes you're going to need a rest, but for the most part, just keep going. That's the key to business. That's the key to life. It's just keep on going. You know, a lot of startups fail because they stop. You know, I've consulted business in the past, so, you know, specifically women and beta men. I noticed that with women and beta men, they tend to stop. They tend to take breaks in their business. And then they wonder why the shit failed. Nigga, why'd you stop? Just keep going. You learn along the way. You know? So just keep moving. Keep moving, y'all. Keep going. What? Alright, well let's see what else we got here. Let's take a look at the Drudge, then we're gonna go to the phone calls. Let some people call in for a little bit. I'm going to get out of here before 4 today. I got shit to do. Putin has lost. So they don't have Trump on the screen, but they do have Hunter. Hunter sues Fox. What did he sue Fox for? What is he suing Fox for? Because Fox alleged conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light. Oh, boy. Next. Taylor Swift flew 178,000 miles in a year, equivalent to 7 times around the world. Forecasting pioneer, a lot would have to go wrong for Biden to lose. What? Path to victory, the plot to wreck the Dem convention. What? How could Biden not lose? It says here, the professor on his famous 13 keys to the White House, a method for predicting election results, has been right 9 out of 10 times. He has been called the Nostradamus of U.S. presidential elections. Well, he better be 8 out of 10 now. Let me see here. 13 true or false questions and a decision rule. If 6 or more keys went against the White House party, it would lose. If fewer than 6 went against it, it would win. These are the 13 keys. All right, chat. Let's answer these one by one, and let's see if we come up with the same thing he has. Party mandate. After the midterm elections, the incumbent party holds more seats in the House of Representatives than after the previous midterm elections. Is that true? I think the Dems do hold more House seats, don't they? No. Republicans got more House seats. If I'm looking at this correctly, 217 Republicans, 212 for Democrats. All right. So this is false. Okay. Contest. There is no serious contest for the incumbent party nomination. Well, that's true. That's true. Interesting. Hold on a second. Let's do this right. Just in case, you know. All right. Let's pull this up here. Let's go there. All right. So this one we said false, right? This one, true, right? Okay. Incumbency. The incumbent party candidate is a sitting president. Okay. True. Third party. There is no significant third party independent campaign. True. But what? Short-term economy. Economy is not in recession during the election campaign. False. Long-term economy. Real per capita economic growth during the term equals or exceeds mean growth during the previous. I'm going to put false because we all know they be bullshit. Policy change. The incumbent administration affects major changes in national policy. True. Social unrest. There is no sustained social unrest during the term. False. False. The incumbent administration is untainted by a major scandal. False. False. Foreign military failure. The incumbent administration suffers no major failure in foreign or military affairs. False. The incumbent administration achieves major success. False. The incumbent charisma. The incumbent party candidate is charismatic or a national hero. False. False. What are we doing? What? The challenging party candidate is not charismatic. False. Wait. Oh my God. This is why you can't trust the media, because look at how much work it takes to really break down a headline. We had to go one by one, and he's failed. So how did they answer these questions? How did he come out of this? Let me check the headline again. A lot would have to go wrong for Biden to lose. Dog, everything's gone wrong. I just answered your questions. Well, how did you answer the questions? Can he send me his answers? Where are his answers? Who let this nigga answer these questions? Where are his answers? And why didn't they list them? They should have listed them just like we did. They should have. Where are the answers? Hold on. It's got to be here, right? You would think that they would put the answers here, right? Not here. His answers aren't here. And I'm not reading all this because none of this answers his questions. So Trump's going to win. The sad part is, so here's the thing. This guy is right 9 out of 10 times, right? But technically, his method is foolproof, but the way he's answering these questions is not. So if he was answering his questions honestly and truly, like, let's be honest, people. Come on, let's be honest here, people. Let's be honest. Let's go. So Republicans hold the House. True, there is no incumbent party nomination competition. True, he is a sitting president. True, there is no significant third party independent campaign. Hasn't been since, like, you know, 18, whatever the fuck. Short-term economy. Actually, let me add that to my mental database. I want to know the year on that. What is it? I'm going to take a guess. 1863? Or was it 70s? 1828 was the anti-Masonic party. So 1828. What was my guess? What did I say? 1830 something, did I say? All right. So yeah. So 1828, you know, was the last real third party. 1838. All right, let's go back. Short-term economy. The economy is not in a recession. Economy is definitely in a recession. I don't give a fuck what everybody else says. The economy is in a fucking recession. You know, the thing with a recession is it doesn't matter what the newspapers say, what Jerome Powell says, or, you know, whatever talking head on MSNBC says or Fox Business. None of those people fucking matter. What matters is what the people believe, okay? And oh, Ross Perot, that's a good point. Ross Perot was probably the one exception, but that wasn't, well, a candidate, but not third party, right? But yeah, Ross Perot would be the last one. You're right. Wasn't he like an oil tycoon? That's the type of, you're gonna need to be like a real big tycoon. Also, I heard Trump is looking at my boy Dougie. Hip Hop Dougie, Doug Burgum, as a VP pick potentially. And that would be huge for him. I would choose Doug Burgum over Vivek. I got Vivek second, but I got Doug first. So the recession doesn't matter based upon what the newspapers say, but it matters what the people feel in their pockets. And we're all feeling it. Look, we haven't hit our goal today. That's how I know we're feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I know we're feeling it because I got this thing up above my head. That's how you know we're feeling it. So, yes, we're in a recession. Can you see it right there? This is proof of recession. P-O-R, proof of recession. Long-term economy, real per capita economic growth. We're not seeing economic growth. What we're seeing is economic, and they won't admit this, but we're seeing economic recovery. We're going to take another at least 5 years to recover. At least another 5 years to recover. Policy change. The incoming administration affects major changes in national policy. Obviously. Social unrest. Like, bro, did he do his math before last week? Has he seen the universities? Or are we just going to not count that? Are we just going to not count the fact that USC had to cancel their graduations because we got social unrest over the Middle East conflict? Like, come on, let's be serious here. Scandal. The upcoming president is untainted by a major scandal. What about the diary? What about Hunter? There's no major scandal. See, they're not answering these questions honestly. Major administration suffers no major failure in foreign and military affairs. The Middle East is a mess. And Ukraine, a mess. Same thing for number 11. Ukraine, Middle East, Russia, China, Taiwan, a mess. Just terrible. Incumbent charisma. No. Joe Biden can't even finish a sentence. How does he have charisma? He can't even finish the sentence. Like, who was answering these questions? Who was answering these questions? I would love to be in, like, the boardroom with these people. You know, it's like it's 13 of us sitting there, right? Because it's 13 questions. There's 13 of us sitting there. And I'd love to be sitting up there and be like, what? He's what? He's charismatic? The guy fumbling and mumbling his words? Are you serious right now, Dick? And you, John, you can't be fucking serious right now. You really going to sit up here and say this? Are we really just going to... This is crazy. How are you going to call Biden charismatic? Yeah, this is straight cap. Straight cap, bro. Is the challenger charismatic? And we know, if we're going to compare charisma, Trump got all the charisma. That's like the number one thing about Trump. It's like he's probably failing at everything else, but the one thing he can get right is being fucking charismatic. So according to his model is correct. Trump should win the next election. But he's saying, and I don't know how to, let's see if we gave him the benefit of the doubt on some of these questions. Could it possibly get more than six? All right. So we can count. Republicans got the House. Can't do anything about that. Boom, 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 boom. All right. So I think what they're doing is they're probably answering the economy questions and the military questions and maybe even a scandal. But if you include the military and the economy, then it goes towards Biden. But the people vote and not the guy who made this. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. Text Hotep your name to 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial message.